The great Ed McMahon is ready to talk to us. So before we start screaming about how inept the weather guys are. Oh, no, I don't want to play that. I want to play this for Mr. McMahon. I don't know if Ed knows that we fancy his singing.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy.
There it is.
It's really an honor to finally have him on our show.
Boy, it sure is.
The author of the book, Here's Johnny, Here's the Great Ed McMahon.
Let's give Ed a round of applause.
How are you, buddy? You hit me right between the eyes. Thank you. I know why you dumped the theme. Not that you'd ever do that.
No.
But with the restrictions of time, you wanted to get right to the meat and potatoes. And
and there you are, singing Georgie Girl.
I want to know where you're sitting, because I want to try to look that way when I'm talking to you. Where is Don sitting?
Give me a rough idea.
I would be 11 o'clock.
I'm on your right.
About 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Probably closer to me. I know how he acts. You know, he wants to get near the big stars.
Dom would be about
a big star, but I'm filling in while they get here.
Five
but
after.
Don is on my right.
Yes.
And where is Mike?
I'm on the left, Ed.
On the left.
I'm on the left. I'm at about 2:30.
What's that?
I'm about 2:30.
2:30. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Okay.
All right.
And Ed,
I'm all set. I can look wherever I have to look when I need to look. So I'll answer your question, Don. What was it?
Well, the first question would be, as we go back to the 1963 album, and me, I'm Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Now, what song are you playing from that album now?
It's another beautiful
Each
one.
Each time I see a little girl of five or six or seven.
Oh, it's my daughter, right?
Yes, thank heaven for little girls.
Oh, I so glad to have a song in there about Claudia. So I can't track of that. You know, you've got the album. I haven't seen the album in years.
Huh.
And unfortunately, I don't know that album. But, you know, I did it a long time ago.
You remember singing it, though, right, Ed?
Certainly.
Would you like us to send you a copy of the album?
Are you trying to, you know, I wouldn't say a terrible word like ridicule.
Ed, we have to tell you the way this show works. Over the years, we have collected very obscure songs sung by celebrities, and whether it's William Shatner, whether it's you, and we love them, whether it's Leonard Nimoy. We have all this stuff, and we just wanted to know whether you remembered recording that or singing that.
I'll list some of the things I remember from the album.
Okay.
Remember is one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Try to remember. Let me see what else I have. Oh, there's one I really love that was in there. If you got a cut of this, I'll take my chances and see if the audience likes this.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
What is it?
Let me get the title. Wait a minute. girl in the world, the most beautiful. The most beautiful girl in the world. Do
Find
you
it.
Have that cut?
Give us a moment.
All right.
All right. Do you have it, Rob?
Give us a moment.
Some time. I have about 10, 15 minutes.
We've got the record.
We have to go to a station break.
I hope it's time enough. If it's not, screw it. Ed, we didn't do it to give you a hard time.
Ones that you might have some fun with. No,
it's
all right.
You know what it's like?
I'll stand my ground on the most beautiful girl I think in the world. Okay, I'll stand my ground on that.
It's like when you have
a little shaky. It was late at night. You know, we had this big band. I can't go into it right now.
That's great.
We're joined by Edward Leo McMahon.
I love
Leo
it.
Leo Peter McMahon. If you're going to get my name.
Is that your confirmation name?
Edward? No, my confirmation name was Peter.
Peter, so it's Edward Leo Peter McMahon.
Leo McMahon.
Okay, wonderful.
So I became Edward Leo McMahon Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So confirmation came along.
Right.
I had to get a name.
Right.
What name would I get? Now, you're going to... Are both of you guys sitting down?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Okay, for this purpose, I am.
I love coincidences. Some people call them omens. You know, something good. A good thing is going to happen because it's a good omen.
Right. Okay.
All right. Then follow me now. You got time.
Yeah, we have time. As much time as you want, Ed.
You can stay on the show all day. We'd love to have you.
Here we go. Edward Leo McMahon.
Right.
Became Edward Leo McMahon Jr.
Okay.
Me. My father was Eddie. You know, no one ever called him Ed.
All right.
Eddie. I was grew up with two names. Edward, when my mother needed me right away, because I, you know, backed the car. Well, I was younger than that. I knocked the milk off the counter, whatever it was. Edward.
Right. Yeah.
Edward was okay. I liked Ed. I didn't want to be Eddie.
Glug, glug.
So here we are. Edward Leo McMahon Jr.
Right.
Confirmation comes along. I got to get a confirmation name.
Okay.
I could have taken Leo, but that's my father's confirmation name.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I take something else?
Right.
Now, you know that on the next to last show, Johnny said, I hope you guys are really bright. You'll get this.
Okay.
Johnny said, this is my rock. I wouldn't have been able to do this show for the past 30 years without this man sitting here, my rock. Now, I'm going to take you back to my name. And if you can, no, I can't offer the $10 million because that would be too much.
Yeah.
I'd like to sneak it out, but I can't.
Offer us a dollar if we can solve this puzzle.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
My confirmation name right. I've been doing this a long time today.
Right.
My confirmation name that I selected was Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His rock, oh, I can't get what age I was. I don't know. I'm now almost 83. I don't know what it was. Wait, let's see. Is there somebody there that can help you?
Rob?
All right. So
do the math.
All right.
92 from 2000 and almost 6. Yeah, 2006. And then I'll tell you how old it was, but it's not important.
Okay, Rob, what is 90?
You see the relationship between Peter? I know you do, but he called me the Rock on the next little. The last show was not the last show. It was the last show, but the next to the last show was the last show with guests, Bette Midler and Robin Williams, and that was the only two guests.
Right.
I was there. Doc was there. We were all there.
What is the significance of The Rock?
What's that?
What is the significance of The Rock and Peter? I'm trying to make that connection.
You can't get the significance of The Rock and Peter. I guess you're doing this for the audience. Sorry.
Is it because they're hard?
What's that?
Is it because hard?
No. I have to help you now. You're just playing around with me. I know that.
No, we're not. We're just trying to figure it out. We don't know.
St. Peter. Whatever your religious persuasion is,
right?
It's historically, apparently, as true as anybody can ascertain, that, you know, that Jesus, God, whatever you want to call it, it's something up there. Nowadays, we'd say a mechanical, chemical thing from up high that helps us find whatever we're doing. But in the old days, in yesteryear, they said, God. You can't say it anymore. You can't even get a Christmas tree.
Right.
I was at the Grove the other day, the Grove, to see a movie with my little niece. And as I was into the movie place, I look up, there's a square reef.
Square reef.
A triangle.
Square reef.
The following year, it'll be a stick. Stay with me, guys. I'm going to get there, okay?
Okay. You take all the time you need.
Jesus turned to Peter in biblical times and said, you are my rock. And upon this rock, meaning you, I shall build my church. That may be apocryphal. I don't know.
Okay.
But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anything about it, so it must have happened.
Now we understand it.
You got it now?
Now it makes sense.
It was foretelling.
Yes.
Yeah.
As Johnny once said to you.
It was an omen.
You really think you're fooling anybody with this?
It was a happenstance that seemed kind of familiar. Familiar. Similar.
Right.
I tell you guys, you got me off on a tangent.
Well,
let's go back to the album. Let me see if I can for a song from
No,
album.
No. Ed, as long as we've got you here, before we talk about your book, here's Johnny.
Yes.
Memories of Johnny Carson in The Tonight Show.
I've gotten through about half of it. It's a great book. It's really wonderful to read.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that, guys. And, you know, it's the end of the day. I'm kind of tired. I'm going back to my hometown right after this.
You're going back to
interview in Detroit. I was born in Detroit.
That's not in the book, I don't think. You were born in Detroit?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't put that in the book. It has nothing to do with Johnny. I was born in Detroit. Got to be born somewhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you think is my last interview of the day? I've done 20 so far. I have 21 to do. The last interview of the day is Detroit.
Oh, good.
Your hometown.
Detroit, the last interview. Guys, you've got to see if there's a dictionary around the studio. Look up the word omen, then look up the word coincidence.
Right.
And then get a book. And if you could learn anything about it, nobody knew his last name. He was St. Peter.
St. Peter.
We're still on the rock.
Everybody knew Peter.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody knew Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they didn't need St. Peter and the Rock.
St. Peter and the Rock.
Next time I talk to you, if you don't know that, if you haven't figured this out,
we're in big trouble.
And I can't talk to you the third time.
All right,
Ed. I promise we will figure that out between now and the next time.
I believe in omens. A lot of people don't, but I do.
Okay, we do too.
Okay. Put a seed on me. You know, all these little packages you want to play and everything else. I'm trying to give you stuff that might be as good as the pack. I don't know. I've got a few more minutes, but now it's your turn. I'll shut up.
No, no.
If you're on the show to talk, Ed.
If you want to just continue this open dialogue, go ahead.
We will let you talk about anything you want to talk about, Ed.
What's happening, yeah, Ed?
I'm confused because on my sheet I have Don and Mike.
Right.
Slash. Don and Mike. Oh, Don and Mike show. All right.
Hey, so don't even worry.
Did you, Don?
Don't worry about the sheet, Ed.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Screw the sheet.
And really, I know you're doing a lot of this, but we are first and foremost fans of the greatest late night show in the history of television. And really, the one thing I wanted to say, and you can talk about anything you wanted, but I wanted to say thank you for all those years of great entertainment. Because if nobody's telling you that today, I sure hope they are, because you certainly deserve it after all those wonderful years.
I won't say another word until you're finished.
And if you could, on a personal note, talk to my buddy Mike. Now, in about a week, Mike and I will have celebrated our 20th anniversary of doing this stupid radio show together.
That's correct.
I have your gift. Are you ready?
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Man,
oh, okay.
Save that.
Wow.
Save that, guys.
That's Boner City.
That's great. I love that. I love it.
Now, Ed, thank you for that. Here was the point I was going to get
to. How much mileage I've gotten out of that? I used to do it only on special occasions.
Right.
With special guys like you are.
Sure.
Right.
Only occasionally, because I didn't want to steal anything from the show.
Right.
Now, the show, Doc and I are the show. So I can use it. No. I tell you what I'm doing. When I'm doing these book signings around the country,
people
come up with these phones. You know, the phone, it's everything. You
the
know,
picture phones?
You know, you take a picture.
Yes.
Call your mother. Call your wife. I won't be home right away because I stopped with the guys for a couple of drinks. Whatever. You do everything, and then it'll take your picture. Next year, you'll be able to send a fax on that thing. You now can get email on some of them. Finally, they'll make the phone. That'll have everything. It'll be in your thumbnail. So people will be taking pictures of celebrities, not me, because I've got other plans, but they'll be taking pictures of celebrities with their thumbnail.
Wow.
Imagine what that's going to be like.
Remember, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Ed predicts the future.
The thumb phone.
Thumb phone.
Right.
Some
phones, they hand it to me and they say, would you say hello to my sister, Arlene? And I say, I absolutely will not. Give me the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this routine.
Right. Here's Arlene.
Well, for 2 seconds, I made that woman feel real good, or that girl, or that lady. And I can tell he feels good because I give him a fast glance. And before he can say a word, I knew he thought that was pretty great.
Yeah.
Sure, it is great.
So did we. Are you kidding? We'll play that tape every day on the show,
Ed. We love it.
Can I ask you two personal questions?
Sure.
Okay. First, do you still have a Christmas tree in your home year-round?
No, I don't. I moved. I was growing. It wasn't in the house. It was growing outside. But I was able to say it's my Christmas tree because, you know, it was right outside the window, and it was lit all the time. It didn't have decorations, but it had, you know, colorful lights. So you always felt good. And I have time to tell you about what I stole from somebody else.
Sure.
To steal.
Sure.
But I once visited the home. Oh, you'll never get this. I don't believe it. You have to call your grandfather. But Harold Lloyd was a great comic in the silent film days. And I went to his home. He had a beautiful home. It's still there. Different people have lived in it. But I was doing a commercial there. They got permission to do this commercial. And I wandered down the hall on a break. You know, you get a minute and you want.
Right.
And I look in a room and I see a Christmas tree, fully decorated, fully lighted, right there. There it was. I said, what in the world are they doing? They must be shooting a Christmas show for 6 months from now. So it kind of caught my eye and caught my mental eye. And I said, you know, there's a fully decorated Christmas tree in that little room down the hall. Not little, let me tell you, this guy knew how to live. Yeah. So I said, in that room down the hall, it was little compared to the other rooms, let me put it that way. And they said, well, Harold Lloyd likes to celebrate Christmas every single night. So what he, I hope I'm not revealing a secret. I don't think I am.
No.
Anyway, he said,
I think you're
it's
safe.
Too long ago, nobody even remembers.
Right.
Before, so it's okay.
You're
if
safe.
One of his relatives is listening, I'm awfully sorry. Anyway, so what it was, at the end of the meal, he'd say, would you like to have some brandy or anybody wanted to stay? He'd be entertaining. And one way they'd wander down, you know, he'd just walk about, let's go in here. And he'd open the door, and there, all of a sudden, there was a Christmas tree. I don't care if it's, you know, Pearl Harbor Day, like today, July 7th. If I opened the door and you saw a Christmas tree, now you do because it is December.
December,
but if
right.
It was a terrible time. Like I said, July 7th. I know it's December 7th. So if I said, you want to come in here for a minute? I need to talk to you. And you walked in and saw a Christmas tree, you'd feel better than you did when you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mad at me.
Amen.
Even if you want to punch me out.
True.
Even if you want to attack me, you come in the door, I invited you in, and you see a Christmas tree. That'll stop you dead in your tracks.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. I had one other serious question.
Oh, I'm sorry. It takes so long. I know.
No. Ed.
No, go ahead. Ed. We just want to get our questions in here.
Ed.
Use it. It'd be nice, a refresher in June.
Talk for an hour. I mean, as long as you like.
Ed, seriously. You can stay on this show as long as you want.
Coming in, I'm not sure, so now I may have to leave you. But ask me your last serious question.
Okay, and it's about Johnny. That right after Johnny Carson passed, I saw you on TV, and I thought that all the stuff that you said was fantastic. That you outlined your relationship with Johnny the way that it was, that you were close, but you weren't really close, and who really could get close to Johnny Carson.
Right.
Can you tell me now, because I get conflicting things when I before I read your book, you know, to look at it, it's like, oh, it's all of Ed's inside stories about being buddy-buddy with Johnny. I don't know if anybody was buddy-buddy with Johnny.
No.
How buddy-buddy were you with him, and do you think...
And did it change over the years?
I mean,
were you closer when you... obviously, in the book...
I can answer that quickly.
Okay. Thank you.
In a not a fresh way, but... in a historically true way, and then I can answer it softly.
Okay.
In the true sense, I was with him a lot between marriages.
Right.
When everything was going great at home, I didn't see him.
Okay.
Okay, so I didn't see him toward the end of his life because everything was going great at home.
All right.
Is that okay? The most...
I think that explains that.
That's...
Now, in the more softer, more true, real kind of thing,
right.
Johnny Carson trusted me.
Yeah.
He knew I wouldn't do anything wrong. That had to do with him. And he was always that kind of guy that he just trusted. Once he knew he could trust you, he couldn't wait to see you. Now, he couldn't see me all the time. He would call me and say, can we have lunch? I wouldn't bother him. I didn't have to.
Understood.
Whenever he wanted to have lunch, he'd call me.
Understood, Ed.
The last lunch I had was on his boat. He saluted me when I left, and it was wonderful. Did I answer it properly?
Yeah, no,
you
Ed,
did. And was, you,
the first answer was the most honest one, and I can relate to that with Mike. Listen, this is what I was going to get to with Mike.
Okay.
But I've worked with Mike for 20.
We could talk another time because you guys are good, and I want to talk to you again.
Oh, do you have to go?
Do you have to run, Ed?
Yeah, I do. I've got another, they're on. Oh. They're flashing me.
Oh, crap.
Ed, will you? Ed, if there's a chance when you're done with all this book stuff, we'd love
to go back to the city of my birth,
yep.
Detroit, Michigan.
All right.
I was scheduled at 12:25, a minute from now.
Okay, no problem, Ed. Thank you, Ed.
Guys, on another day.
Please come back.
Yes.
People are now, you know, saying, oh, it's in paperback. It didn't do well.
Please do come back on another day.
Please come back on the show.
Call after Christmas. And by the way, have a lovely Christmas.
Same to you, Ed.
Merry Christmas to you,
Ed. Merry Christmas, Ed.
Everybody in the right mood.
Okay.
I got to go to Detroit, guys.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Holiday.
Bye, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was our interview with Ed McMahon.
Hey, that might be.
Hey, congratulations to you for at least getting two questions in.
Yeah. I'm not blowing smoke here. That might be just the most riveting 20 minutes of radio that I've ever heard. If I was listening, I would have pulled my car off on the side of the road and thought,
right,
what the frig is going on with Ed?
Question for everybody in this room right
Mike,
now.
All
right.
Yes.
Yes. Is now wait. Now
yes.
Wait. Now hold on. 83 or booze or
booze.
What I think a combination of both.
I do too. I think maybe he's just had lunch.
Yep.
He's very tired.
He's tired.
Right. He's had a couple.
I think he's had a couple. I agree with Rob. I don't think all booze. I think because it was a combination of that, you know, the old man thing where he goes, man, I'd love, you know what? I only have one feeling. I want to get him on again.
We will. And you know,
I got about 3 million questions I'd like to ask the guys.
I'm going to go home and copy that album for him. And that'll give me a reason to send something to him. And he can
I don't care
that song he liked so bad.
And I don't care if he's done the thing for Arlene or if he's doing it for every one of the people that interviews him today. I like the ears.
Oh, is that greater why?
He hardly slurred.
And he did not even,
did you see how quiet we got when he did that? Because we knew we were going to use it.
Yes. He didn't even mention the book. I haven't mentioned the book.
Right.
There's a book?
Yeah, that's what tells me that
maybe
there's...
sorry, the whole Peter thing. Where the hell was that going?
And it kept going.
You know what that was about. That's what I'm saying. You guys are intelligent. You know about Peter. Peter and the Rock. What? Well, hard. What? They're both hard.
We
that was all I could come
first.
Up with.
You know, seriously, I see the future.
Of you?
I'm going to sound like that like at family reunions
and
down the road.
Now, this is what I was trying to get to him with you. That to tell him that you and I have been together 20 years.
Yes.
And not that I'm Johnny and not that you're Ed.
Yeah, but there are, you would agree that there are similarities.
Yes. And there was a time when you would get pissed when someone would say you're a sidekick.
Sidekick or Ed McMahon, when I'd get that, I would always get angry.
Right. So I know you're past that now.
Yeah, I'm now familiar with it. Ed likes to say second banana, and I like that.
And actually, I thought that you and Ed could bond on that.
Right.
And then when he said the thing about he was friends with Johnny throughout his divorce.
Right.
I was like, boy, I was thinking, you know, between the ups and downs of you and I, not that we've had ups and downs, but we have times when we are closer and when we're not closer. And,
usually
and,
when we have to circle the wagons is when we, you know, on a variety of different things, that's when things get closer. But it was interesting. It was very interesting to hear, Ed. Did everybody come away from it, even though we didn't get a word in edgewise, didn't get a lot of questions, I came away liking the guy.
Oh, yeah. Loving him.
I'd love to sit like in a bar with him.
And,
I really would.
And Buzz?
Yes.
I wrote this down on my cheat sheet. Another thing I wanted to ask him.
Yes.
When he talked about the Christmas tree, he said fully
lit.
He
said it was lit. Yes.
He should say,
lighted?
It was an occasion when he should have said, in my opinion, lighted instead of lit.
You know, I have researched that after yesterday's controversy. Pardon the use of that word. But after yesterday's controversy, I did look it up, and they are, at least in modern usage, interchangeable.
Yeah, I
agree.
Can
use either one, and you're correct either way.
So
and the tree was lit or the tree was lighted?
Either one. Mm-hmm. Cigarette, lighted, or lit.
After lunch, was Ed lighted or was Ed lit?
Ed was lit.
There's only one word for that.
You know, we didn't get to one of my favorite tapes where he and Johnny are arguing, and he's obviously plowed on the Tonight Show.
So the greatest tape is the one where he's loaded, and they're talking about
I did say to Ed, I did say, and that was with the microphone open. Do you think you're fooling anyone here?
I don't think he heard
that
you.
Was fantastic.
Yeah. But,
you know, they talk about the early time together. When they first started working together, there's a lot of they went to Sardi's in New York a lot, and it's always this comment about, one of the jokes they had, the private jokes between them, was Gordon, where they would use Gordon because it was Gordon's gin, or maybe even Gordon's vodka at the time that they used to like drinking.
But there was a lot of the same tone when he was trying to tell us about Peter and the Rock that he would get when he got upset with Johnny in that tape, when he said, "You're trying to upset me."
You know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world. And
compare this.
We've had this young lady on the show very often.
Now, you just heard Ed McMahon live in the year 2005.
Right.
Let's just say from like 1969. Listen.
In the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years, she's been appearing with
about
us.
9 years. About 9 years.
Right, sounds the same already, doesn't it?
Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
it's
9. Yes.
9, good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Wonder how he's doing in Detroit right now.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, that was a pretty tight interview. That's all I wanted to say. This is Bill from the most illiterate city in America. I wish Bud was my dad sometimes because he's a pimp and darn my kids out.
Whatever, it was something about, I think he wishes Buzz was his dad.
That something along those lines.
He loves the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oops.
And don't thank us for that interview.
Hello.
Thank Ed.
That's right.
Hello.
Thank Augie Bush. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Way to make it Budweiser,
hey,
too.
Hey, hello. Ed was comparing himself to The Rock because Jesus in the Bible said that Peter would be the rock that he would build his church on, so... Basically, he was comparing Johnny to Jesus and himself to St. Peter.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, we got that.
That means he holds Johnny in the highest possible regard.
Right.
Yeah.
That means when we go to heaven, we'll be met by Ed.
That's okay.
And also, I'm glad that I got to ask him, because I did think that in the promotion for the book that it was coming off as they were buddy, buddy, buddy. But he said they really weren't buddy, buddy, buddy.
No.
No, he's real honest about that. In the book, he talks about the early days. And then that was pretty funny what he said about between marriages.
Yes.
That really was
and true.
Funny. And he does talk about the last time that they had lunch together, too.
Yeah.
Saluted me.
He saluted me on the Serengeti.
Donna Mike Show.
Johnny's boat.
It's The Rock. You guys know about St. Peter.
It took him a long time to get there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Is there an outside chance we could get Ed on in the next hour?
I think he might be calling back right now. Hello? Oh, this is just some guy that's got his radio up way too loud. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yes, it's
Hello?
You. Yes, focus. Come
it's
on.
Another guy with the radio up too loud.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I want to tell you, I'm still laughing my butt off about that Harold Lloyd joke. Christmas tree all the time? Ed, that's great, great Hollywood stuff. Harold Lloyd?
I'm with you.
My confirmation name was Peter. Edward Leo McMahon, Peter Jr. Eddie.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
That was the most incredible interview I've heard in ages. I hope you put that on your – I hope you put that on the website.
Oh, yeah. That'll be on the website today.
I totally need that. That was awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't mind hearing
I'm just craving more.
Yeah.
I want more, Ed.
Yes, please.
I want more. Maybe we can just find some guy that's had a few drinks at lunch.
We have to get more tired, boozy, end of the day, done 15 interviews, ready for his, guess where I'm from?
Detroit.
My hometown.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Motown.
Motown.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'll drink to that.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you know, I'm wondering whether I'm drunk, because I think, understood what Ed was talking about when he was talking about The Rock and Peter and all.
Well, everybody's calling to explain it now. We finally have had it explained to
us. Many biblical scholars have called us to tell us exactly what he meant.
In a simple sentence, Johnny was Jesus.
Johnny's Jesus.
That's the funny thing about it. That's why I thought where he was going with it, you know? And boy, wouldn't that sell some books.
Johnny was Jesus.
I want you to go into your studio and find a dictionary.
Right.
And I want you to look up the word omen.
Hey, the most beautiful girl in the world, though. We don't have it, do we?
I have it at home.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 I want to talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, I missed the interview. Can you play it again?
Shut up. Everybody's talking about
it.
Just get out of here. Okay. Well, that's Ed.
That's Ed. That's
very
our,
cool.
Our very first meeting with Ed McMahon.
The great Ed McMahon. Edward Leo McMahon.
Edward Leo Peter McMahon.
Now, Rob had dared me if it had gone south, because we didn't know how it was going to go right out of the show.
Right.
We didn't know if he was going to be a tight ass or what.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rob dared me to bring up that Ed was a Marine fighter pilot during WW2, and today being, you know, being December 7th.
He got it in there.
He
got Pearl Harbor Day in there.
Yeah.
The Marine,
I know
the ex-Marine.
July. Not July.
That was another big spot where he lost his place when talking about the Christmas tree that would be up.
Consternation.
In December or July or...
And Harold Lloyd.
Whenever you would come out to see him, he would...
And he'd have people over and make them feel good. Christmas tree.
Harold Lloyd.
I don't care if
freak
you want
is Harold Lloyd. Silent movies, Jack. Charlie Chaplin time.
I don't care if you want to hit me in the face. If you see a Christmas tree when you come in the room, you're going to be happy.
Want to hit you in the face.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I have a question for you and about the website.
Yes.
Remember how, well, I'm sure you remember, but like a year and a half ago, your shows used to start off with that crank caller?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, is there any way, you guys don't seem to play that anymore. Is there a reason, or can you do any links on your website so we can listen to them?
Yeah, you mean that burping guy? Yeah, the main thing was he would always say stuff like that they should lick parts of his body that just have to be deleted out now.
No, no, the one who did the stuff like, oh, I thought you were referring to the secret sound of the day on Don and Mike, you douchebag.
What was the C thing yesterday that the guy said?
Filthy
C-bag. Filthy C-bag.
C-bag, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, but I like it.
But it's, anyway.
Would you ever be able to loop that onto your website, though?
Yeah, okay. Well,
Yeah, sure. He turned you into Jay. Yeah.
You don't want to think about Johnny being good. Just think about Jay.
Yeah. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, it's Dakota Fanning. Is Mike there?
Shut up.
Hi, honey.
Shut up. My lips hurt real bad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I was talking to Ed McMahon, and we met him at Heathrow Airport as part of a school group back in, like, 1988. Uh-huh. And he was totally lit then, too. But it was so sad because we had, like, about 50, like, high school kids talking to him, and he was so excited and so nice and everything. But he just kept talking so much that, like, everybody drifted away from him, and he was just kind of sitting there talking to himself after, like, 20 minutes. Nicest guy, but it was really sad.
That'll be me.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you.
That'll be me. That'll be me someday, just sitting there talking to anybody that'll listen.
Be kind and talk to Mike.
That'll be you tonight. Tonight, Ed Almeras.
How you doing? Yeah, we had Ed on today. He's talking about Peter.
Ed's book is called Ed's book is called Here's Johnny, Ed McMahon, My Memories of Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show, Amazon.
The book is really pure class. It really is.
Good.
I mean, it's not like I didn't, Rob, I didn't get a chance to look at Jerry Lewis's book at all, and I know there's a lot of me. There's a little bit of that, you know, when he talks about you know, his career.
Sure.
But really, it's just a tribute to Johnny Carson, which everybody that liked Johnny, you know, thinks there should be.
It's a tribute to the Son of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Johnny Carson.
Jesus.
J.C.
As told by The Rock.
As told by St. Peter.
Johnny Christ. Jesus Carson. We'll be right back.